Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
As we approach Lent, what can we learn from Jesus' journey to the cross? Author and speaker Jane Rubietta joined Joe for an in-depth look at how Jesus died to restore true life. And it talked about her book, Finding Life from Eden to Gethsemane. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Jane and Joe spoke to the power of putting yourself in another person's place and the true meaning of dying to yourself.
Well, and it does give us a greater understanding of what other people might be going through as well. I've had a couple of very difficult back surgeries after an accident, and I remember walking with my cane. I was not even 30 years old, but I was walking through a grocery line with my cane, and someone ran into me, and it hurt so badly. I probably shouldn't have been up yet, but I was. And it hurt so badly. And now I find that when I'm in a grocery store line, I'm not moving as quickly as I would normally move. Because if there is someone ahead of me or behind me or to the side of me who's walking a little bit, maybe they're elderly, I'm just a lot more cautious of running into them because I realize how much that hurts. And I never would have understood that had I not gone through that. So even little things.
Yeah, suffering can teach us if we are willing to learn. And it teaches us how to love other people better.
Right. Well, when does you suggest that choosing life is also, it's a choice. It's something that we choose to do. But it also means choosing death. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, we've got the standard examples of an acorn that dies and then it becomes an oak tree. But there has to be this choice that you're going to die to who you thought you were, or you're going to relinquish what you thought was going to happen. You're going to relinquish your dreams or your whatever it is. There's a death involved. There's a self-denial, a willingness to lay down what we think is our right. Or some sort of plan that we've made. There's a dying that has to happen if we're going to really move toward what God might be calling us into. If we're really going to move toward the cross, there's definitely a dying to ourselves. And this is a hard one for me. You know, I read that over and over in the scriptures, and deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And I'm like, I don't really know how to do that very well. So to pick up our cross, it has ramifications that I haven't finished thinking that one through, but I do know that when we live a life that cares about other people, then there's a dying to our own agendas that has to take place.